Yay, it's another questionnaire, and I'm just going to continue to pretend that everybody just really wants to know everything in the world about me because I'm just so cool like that. Trying to stay involved, and right now questionnaires are the way I can do it. So hi, how's everybody doing? I hope everybody is having a fabulous day. I am T-minus day and a half-ish to surgery day, so I'm chilling and trying to get the house ready so Mr. Bayou Breeze doesn't have a whole lot to have to deal with. Sorry, putting the mic in place. I thought I had it in place and then it felt funky on my head. So anyway, hi. Yes, I'm using a headset mic. So this is Bookie's Cake Day Celebration Questionnaire from Pretty Bookworm. I'm gonna show my stupidity here. I'm assuming cake day means like your Reddit birthday, right? So that's what I'm assuming. If I'm wrong, somebody just let me know, please, and I'll feel like an idiot. Okay, so let's get started. Number one, what is one thing every birthday party must have for an adult? Well, obviously whips, chains, handcuffs, and blindfolds. I mean, duh, no. I would assume for an adult, most likely it's going to have some kind of alcohol, unless they don't approve of alcohol, which, I mean, to each their own. The typical, you got to have some kind of a cake, it can be a pie or some kind of tort if you're trying to be like, ooh, I'm super special. To me, birthday means cake. You need a cake. That doesn't make it any different from a child's birthday party, but I'll be honest with you, I, as an adult, would love to have the same kind of birthday party I would have had as a kid. I mean, it could still be super fun. Number two, it's the biggest celebration in your country every year. I'm in the U.S. I would say the biggest, the one that kind of gets the most would probably be Christmas. I mean, duh, it's, you know, it starts yesterday. It's what, today's October 29th. Oh, shoot. Sorry, like last week, probably. I said October. It's August 29th. August. I think it's the 29th. Today's the 29th. Yeah. Today's August 29th. So that just ruined my whole joke about it started last week. Haha. No. Christmas pretty much, quote, the season starts. As soon as stores take down the Halloween stuff on October, like, 30th, maybe they leave some till the 31st, because fuck stores, that's what they do. Then Christmas stuff goes up. To me, the Christmas season officially starts as soon as Santa arrives at Macy's during the Thanksgiving Day Parade. So, yes, it's still Thanksgiving. Yes, we still haven't eaten, but it doesn't matter. It's still, that's when Thanksgiving officially, I mean, that's when Christmas officially starts, Christmas season officially starts. So we enjoy Thanksgiving dinner and roll right into all the Christmas fun. For me, my favorite holiday, the biggest celebration I grew up with was actually Mardi Gras, South Louisiana. We love our Mardi Gras. Get it? NOLA, New Orleans. Yeah, I love me some Mardi Gras. Okay, name a typical food or dish used in a celebration. It just can depend because America is such a melting pot that you can have so many different things depending on where everybody's from and everything. Obviously you've got turkey at Thanksgiving and now, see, at Christmas, I know a lot of people who do turkeys. I grew up with, it's a prime rib on Christmas Day. I don't spend the money on prime rib, so my immediate family, me and Breeze and our kids, have, it's a type of, just a regular roast. But one of the side dishes is Yorkshire pudding, which I believe the Brits will understand that. That is literally the only time of year I had it growing up, and as an adult, I've only made it, like, one other time other than Christmas, and it was just I was craving it. Now I'm sitting here thinking, God, I really think I kind of want to make that. It's not all that difficult to make. It really isn't. It's just tradition to me. And every Thanksgiving, every Christmas, whatever it is, it's got to have green bean casserole. I love green bean casserole. Oh my God, I know I'm a weirdo, but I really do. We use French style green beans instead of whole ones. We use cream of chicken and mushroom soup instead of cream of mushroom soup. Yeah, we don't make it like homemade because that's just craziness. That would take time and effort that I'm not putting into something when it can taste super good when I make it the other way. So I'm telling you, those two changes right there, I have turned complete green bean casserole haters into green bean casserole lovers with mine. Literally, that's the only differences. And that makes all the difference. My mother-in-law told me all day the first Thanksgiving she spent with us about how much she hated green bean casserole. It was so disgusting, but she was going to try it because she was going to be nice. She had four helpings. And this is a teeny tiny woman, like super tiny. And she probably had more green bean casserole than all the rest of it put together. I felt kind of proud of myself. A typical, another one would obviously be like at 4th of July, you're going to barbecue or like cook out like burgers and hot dogs, or you might have like fried chicken, you know, that's your typical things. Mardi Gras, my favorite celebration, generally, it's going to be stuff that you can just kind of grab. It's going to be hot dogs and you're going to run into the garage and throw a hot dog onto a bun and maybe slather on some ketchup or mustard and run back out. And you're trying to eat it while you're running because you got to get back out there to catch some more beads. But most likely the staple at Mardi Gras is going to be whatever drinks you have, whether it's a beer or some kind of like daiquiri or some kind of mixed drink or something. That's your typical. I spent way too much time talking about food. I'm a little hungry. I can smell the roast in the crock pot that I got going right now. And I'm just like, oh my God, I want it so bad. It's so good. Okay, number four, it's the last thing you celebrated. And did you have a good time? Dang. I really feel stupid that I can't tell you the last time we celebrated anything. I guess the last time I celebrated something. Oh. Junior's our son, cause he's named after Bayou and Bayou Breeze, B, my husband. And, he acts just like me. So we call him Junior. He had his birthday this summer and we got a big, bouncy castle. My brother and his family were visiting. He's got, more than just a couple kids. So we had a lot of kids and they had a lot of fun. And, we got snowballs because we have a snowball place here that's people from New Orleans who moved here to where we live now. So, of course, I found them because I was like, hi, it's people from New Orleans. So I get snowballs from there. So, I mean, we had fun, you know. I mean, it was kid-centered, so, but it was fun, you know. I enjoy doing stuff with my family and my kiddos. Number five, what's a good thing that's happened recently that you would like to celebrate? I don't know. I'll be honest. I'm hoping in a couple weeks I get to celebrate a final diagnosis. I have a surgery Thursday, which is actually not really major surgery. It's just diagnostic. They're going to do a biopsies of a couple of different parts of my leg and my foot. Trying to, like a muscle and a nerve biopsy, trying to determine whatever this neurological God only knows what is. And when they, and it'll take a couple weeks at the lab probably to get the results back. And hopefully once they get the results back, we will have a final diagnosis. This is like the seventh step in this diagnostic process. There's been blood work. There's been exams. There's been, I mean, we've tried different medications. We've tried, physical therapy. We've tried, we've had different, like ultrasounds and MRIs and x-rays and MRA because I think I had a stroke. And I mean, yeah, like there's all kinds of stuff going on. So I'm hoping we get a diagnosis. And once we get the diagnosis, we are going to celebrate like it is like my wedding is going to look boring compared to how much I plan to celebrate this. Cause 3 years of hell will finally be coming to some form of a plan on how to fix it. Not an end, but a plan on how to fix it. If not, it's on to the next big step, and we will technically not be celebrating that, but you know, hey, I'll go get some comfort food. Oh, it says, what's a good thing that you would like to celebrate? Oh, wait, hold on. What's the last thing you celebrate? Okay, yeah. What's a good thing that happened recently? Okay, well, nothing's happened recently that was worth a celebration. Hopefully this will be a celebration. Sorry, I'm reading through the questions still. Number six, what's your favorite kind of celebration? Mardi Gras. I can't help it. I love parades. I love that style of parade. I mean, I've been to parades in other places where they didn't throw anything. It was just a parade. And I'm like, oh, hi. Well, that's nice. Woo, let's clap for the people in the cars. Yay, go you. And it's boring. It's so boring. But I love a Mardi Gras parade. And I grew up in Baton Rouge, and they do a really good Thanksgiving. Not Thanksgiving, shit. St. Patrick's Day parade, which I loved. So there's a lot of, you know, I'm all about the parades and the fun, get together with family. Another, oh, my other favorite kind of celebration, tailgating for football games. Oh my God, I love tailgating. I've only done it for college games. I've never done tailgating for a pro game. I really don't know that people really do that. Love to tailgate for a college football game though. Okay, number seven, what'd you do for your cake day? I haven't had one yet, because I'm assuming we're still talking about Reddit birthday. I'm officially 3 or 4 months now on Reddit. I've been lurking for a lot longer than that, probably over a year. But I didn't actually sign up and everything until about like 3 or 4 months ago. Please excuse my yawn. I apologize. So as of right now, I've done nothing, and we'll see. Hopefully I'm still around when I hit my year, and we'll see what I decide to do then. Number eight, do you have a memory of a very fun celebration? Huh. Any specific memory? I mean, obviously, I remember my wedding. That was a celebration of my marriage and my reception for my wedding. And that was a lot of fun, I think. We had a lot of people tell us that it was the most fun they'd had at a wedding. Because we focused on, it's a party. The reception was a party celebrating the wedding. That's what it was. I wanted it to be a really fun party. It wasn't about me. It wasn't about V. It was about celebrating what we were doing. Or technically, it's about celebrating what we did. Because, you know, by the time we got to the reception, we already had had the wedding. So, you know. So to us, it's celebrating what we did 20 minutes earlier. But still. So that's probably one of my favorite memories of a fun celebration. Both of my kids' first birthdays, those were a lot of fun. I planned really fun, big parties that we had a lot of fun with. I'd love to be a party planner. It'd be a whole lot easier if I was planning with someone else's money. Haha. And I could plan some kick-ass parties if I was, like I said, using someone else's money. So, those are probably some of my fun, favorite memory, fun celebration things. Number nine, have you ever forgotten someone's birthday or some other celebration? What'd you do to apologize? Honestly, none that were important enough for me to make a point to apologize. Like, I mean, friends that don't live near me, yeah, I'm not gonna, you know, oops, I forgot to say something on Facebook. I just send them a belated, ooh, hi, you know, happy birthday. Sorry, I missed it. That's it. Yeah, I don't really, you know, the people who matter to me, I don't really generally miss those. What's the best gift you've ever gotten? Y'all are gonna think I'm crazy. Okay. I have a really bad habit of going through life and going, oh my God, I totally need to get a new da-da-da-da, or oh, I really need to get one of those da-da-da-da. And then when I go to the store, I forget. And I never get the da-da-da-da that I remember that I said I needed to get. B has told me before to just start making a list and just take the list or put it in my phone and just grab one of those things when I go to the main grocery shopping or something, or if I go to the mall or something. And I just don't ever do it because I don't think about it, you know? One of those things that I always thought about that with was the pasta spoon. It's got little holes in it to let the water drain, and it's got the little teeth, and it's like a little bowl type spoon thing. And I've always said, I need to get one of those pasta spoons. I need to get one of those pasta spoons. And then I'd go to the store and I'd completely forget that I needed to get a pasta spoon. One year, Christmas morning, now I'm, B has never been the biggest on doing gifts. He wasn't raised on gifts. Unfortunately, one of my love languages, my main love language probably is gifts. He's getting a lot better. But it's just a tangible sign of that you love me. That's kind of what it is for me. So that doesn't have to be something that costs money. It doesn't have to be something that took a lot of time. Just something that says, hey, when I was not with you, I was thinking about you, you know? Anyway, I woke up Christmas morning one year and I had an idea of what he had gotten me. It was a watch that I had wanted. I'd pointed it out to him, this specific watch at the store when we looked at it. And in my stocking was a pasta spoon. And it's just one of those things that when he went shopping, he was thinking, what is something that my wife said she wanted? And, okay, yeah, I know she wants this watch. She told me about this watch. But what's the other thing? You know, is there anything else she said she wants? And he remembered that. And that was a huge, like, I cried. I bawled my eyes out. I thought that was the most amazing thing in the entire world that he remembered that. I loved it. So that's one of my favorite gifts I've ever gotten, just because of what the meaning behind it was for me. My other favorite gift I've ever gotten, mom and dad shipped it to me for Christmas one year, with the gifts for the kids and everything. It's called a Mr. Coffee Cafe Frappe. I was living overseas and didn't have a Starbucks or anything nearby where I was living. And couldn't get a Frappuccino as much as I really wanted one, or the much better community coffee Mocha Sippies, which is the same thing. It's just community coffee, which is just so much better than any other coffee out there. But my mom and dad sent me a cafe frappe. You put in your milk and your syrup of whatever flavors and your ice, and then you put the water in the machine, and you put your coffee in it, and it brews it directly into the blender, and once it finishes brewing, it automatically blends it itself. So it's just awesome. It's like super fun. It's awesome. I got that for Christmas. I went home to visit, came back to the States to visit and take care of some stuff, like legal paperwork stuff, the next year, like in April, and I had to bring back four of them for friends that wanted them, because I was able to find them on sale, and if they ordered them online, they'd be like $40 more expensive, plus the shipping. And it's amazing if you use caramel Baileys in it. It makes the best after-dinner drink. Oh. Anyway, so yeah, that's probably my favorite gift I've ever gotten, and I can't tell you the last time I used it, just because I just haven't been using it lately. Oh my God, this went way too long because I just don't shut up, do I? So I hope everyone is having a great day and laughed and enjoyed my ramblings. And I will talk to y'all later. Bye.